AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Nerves are frayed in Nepal, where more than 2,400 people have been killed by a powerful earthquake. Aftershocks are rattling residents in Kathmandu, like Alina Shrestha, an aid worker with World Vision. Her interview with the Associated Press was interrupted today by one of those aftershocks.
Oh, we cannot confirm, but we just felt the earthquake. It is an aftershock.
When she regained her composure, Shrestha said people in Kathmandu are lacking the basics of life right now.
A lot of need with regards to, basic food, shelter, and medicines and sanitation, hygiene.
A U.S. plane load of relief supplies and 70 specialists, including a Virginia-based search and rescue team, is due to land in Kathmandu tomorrow. A preacher in Baltimore, Maryland, delivered a fiery sermon today on the eve of Freddie Gray's funeral, the 25-year-old black man who died recently in police custody.
Somebody gonna have to pay for what our people been through.
New York City Police Commissioner Bill Bratton told CBS's Face the Nation there is much less tension between the police union and city officials now that there was in the aftermath of the chokehold death of Eric Garner.
I think that public sentiment really came behind the mayor as the event went forward. And I think the raw of emotions, two police officers murdered, have healed somewhat in the city.
The search continues for five missing regatta racers missing in a storm on Mobile Bay, Alabama. In the meantime, AP correspondent Melissa Nelson Gabriel reports families are waiting for word.
There's a building where the family have gathered, and there's a Red Cross van parked outside that building, and there's sheriff chaplain stationed there with the families, and you can see family members talking on cell phones, hugging each other.
This is AP Radio News. With Britain's general election fast approaching, almost anything can become political. Even Prince William and his wife Kate's choice of private medical care for the upcoming birth of their second child.
Prime Minister David Cameron has defended the royal couple's choice of private treatment over public care offered by the National Health Service, known as the NHS. Asked if the royal couple's decision was disappointing, Cameron says he supports people's right to choose treatment options. He did, though, praise the NHS, which is a source of national pride for many Britons. William and Kate are planning to have their second child at the Lindo Wing, which, although private, is connected to St. Mary's, a public hospital. Charles de Ledesma, London.
A dog's been reunited with the Utah family 2 years after it went missing in Lexington, Kentucky. Jennifer Lowe is thrilled to learn the beagle named Tilly was identified through an implanted microchip 2 days ago. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.